Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 30, and it is entitled Delivering Self from Toxicity. Today, for probably the 100th time, I cut off the same toxic family member. I offered them an olive branch in the form of asking for their services for my company. Instead of answering yes or no, she immediately attempted to bring me into her drama/trauma. Thus began the downward spiral from then on. During the conversation, I began to feel depressed, abased, despondent. But the Holy Spirit had already warned me that this relationship was not conducive for where He is taking me. The sad part is that I consulted her because of her talent. I am very conscientious. Although I didn't want to ask because of the past turmoil, the Holy Spirit was attempting to bless us both. Nevertheless, He knew that she would need it, and her services would have been an asset to what I am building. All of a sudden, during the hurt, she needed me financially. I didn't know it, but I knew that God was leading me not to answer. At first, I felt bad. I even tried to force myself to feel guilty. But the Spirit gave me an awakening. This maltreatment is a form of witchcraft. It distorts your heart and attempts to rob you of your peace, delineating into a trauma bond. According to Deuteronomy 13:6-11, this behavior is described as being wicked and worthy of death. People would ask why a merciful God would be so harsh. This is the enlightenment I was given. When people manipulate you in this way, they are compromising your very soul. Furthermore, even the intimate relationship that you have or are developing with the Lord. This is not love. Although they may be someone who you love with all of your heart, the sentiment is not being reciprocated. Caring nothing for you, they will partake in your destruction if you allow it. It is like poison that kills you from the inside out, metastatic in nature. God's answer? Cut it off permanently. To not do so means that you are choosing them over Him, the one who has cared for you, who knows the thoughts that He has for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In Deuteronomy, the scriptures are referring to worshiping other gods. To put this in perspective, you are allowing them to have power over you, to become your God. It is infamy. This evil power is addictive and continually draws you in. You run to those who abuse you, looking for your tormentors to heal you. I can no longer even force myself to feel culpable. The peace of my Lord and Savior will not allow it. There is a tranquility in this. I have entered into His rest, the one who truly loves me and shows it consistently. As you read further, you will learn that there is a blessing in God's command to put away the destruction, found in Deuteronomy 13:17-18. Thank you again for joining us at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of Benevolent Woman. Be sure to visit our website at benevolentwoman.com. And we now have a blog that is on YouTube, that is on YouTube. We look forward to seeing you in all places. Thank you, and be blessed in your life according to God's will for you.